Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I was sitting with Wolfgang Gottlieb Mozart the other day. Now, he says he prefers Gottliebs to Amadeus, and I must defer. It is his name, after all. I must say that it took me the longest time to convince him to visit during regular business hours. He used to barge in at 2 or 3 in the morning, and just back from an after-party. His wig a little askew, cheeks glowing, the half-empty in his hand notwithstanding, he never slurs his words, always makes sense, and he plays beautifully, whatever I asked him to. He's fond of improvising, always asking for a tune on which he can propound musically. I hummed a few bars of Stairway to Heaven once. He smiled and he said, "That's nice." And then he gave me 22 minutes of heavenly variations on the theme. I sent Robert Plant a note knowing that he would be pleased, but take it from me, it's much harder to contact Mr. Plant than it is Herr Mozart. Anyway, Wolfie was here the other day, which was great timing because Mary had just played a couple hours of Mozart piano CDs, sonatas mostly, and I was wondering about so many things, so many questions to ask him. It's always like that with him, and that works out just fine, because I'm pretty good at talking to people, and he really likes to talk about himself. You should meet the guy. Aside from being a ghost, a long-departed soul, he's a live wire. Now, he's still not used to being without his body. He still talks about eating great food, going to the theater, and working all night. To talk to him, you have to get on his dream card, which is just like a dance card was in the old days. You ask the object of your affections if he or she will dance with you, and then you schedule it. The next polka, the next waltz, the next slow dance. So, Wolfie has a dream card, where one schedules a date with himself. All you have to do is put it out there that you want a spot on his card. Oh, just so you know, the wish works best on a starry night. Now, since he's on the other side, and we are not, he can play with time. His card can fit a gajillion of us in a matter of minutes. Great minds with big hearts will do that for the folks still stuck here. Or so I'm told. One night, a few weeks ago, a particularly starry night, I rolled over and looked out the window and asked to see him. I hardly got the words out of my mouth when I saw the flickering lights of candles in the kitchen. He never turns the lights on, preferring to light dozens of candles instead. He says electric lights are far too bright, and besides, he likes the smell of beeswax. I got my robe and slippers on and made my way gingerly downstairs. I found him with his head in our refrigerator, poking around for a snack. He came out, looking quite pleased with himself, with cheese, a slice of ham, pickles, and a crust of bread, and a beer. You know, Ed, people have the wrong idea about being dead. Folks have all kinds of notions about heaven, what with angels and harps and all that. Actually, it's pretty much the same as when I was alive, except for two things. I don't worry about money anymore, and I never run out of ink. That used to drive me crazy, sitting down to work, and the ink pot is dry. I asked him if it was true that he carried all that music in his head, that composing for him was more like taking dictation, a matter of getting the music on paper, no changes, no revisions. He said it was true, that he had always been that way, and besides, rewrites were such a waste of ink. Just get it right the first time, he said. I asked him if the same practice applied to the rest of his life, if he took one pass at something and got it right, no scratch-outs. He put down his beer and gave me that look that said, "Schatzi, I'm going to tell you something, so pay attention." My struggles on earth were the opposite of how I wrote music. I got almost nothing right the first time, or the 10th time, sometimes never. And that, dear boy, is why I made perfect music. It was the only thing that took my mind off my life. The only thing that I didn't need to do over again. Then he dropped the conversation, went to the keyboard, and played some of his perfect music.